Well, I've been asked to do a programme on BBC Radio Northampton next week, and it's on local food in Northamptonshire, and I've been asked to do a dish purely from Northamptonshire food. So I'm here in Smith's Farm Shop talking to Adrian Smith, and he's got his own pigs, so I think it's going to be pork on the menu. Tell me about the pigs, Adrian.
Right, we've got Gloucester Old Spot and Oxford Sandy and Black. So we've got a bit of a mix of the two here, but they're... We're working it now, so we're getting fresh pork in about every fortnight. It's very difficult to keep continuity every week, but yeah. But it proves to be very popular when it does come in. So
I mean, the pigs are literally just behind the shop here. Do you get fond of them?
We try not to. We don't get as far as any names because it does get a little bit tricky there. We've got our resident pig, Henry, who's out on the other side of the drive, so he's safe.
You have a sympathetic spot for him, do you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We would upset a lot of people if he were to come into the shop, but... No, the other ones, that's what they're here for. So, yeah, we've got several different cuts of pork. We have it butchered ourselves, and we make our own sausages from it. You do sausage meat. We've got all the kind of rolled and boned joints. So all the cuts and pork chops, of course. So,
To go with this, I mean, there's an absolutely glorious selection of pork here. Now, to go with this, we want some local vegetables and fruit. Now, local vegetables in Northampton, quite hard to come by, aren't they?
Very tricky because we're not a traditional vegetable growing area. We do grow our own veg in the spring and summer, but now we're into the winter.
Yeah.
Then we have to source further afield.
Now?
Well, we're from local counties outlying from Bedfordshire, Lincolnshire.
Right. So it's as local as it can be, basically.
Yeah, and from direct from local farms where we can as well. So it proves to be fresher and less food miles as well.
And you find customers are wanting more and more of this?
Yeah, they appreciate the freshness, definitely, because literally it comes from straight from the farm in the morning and into our shop the same morning and out on the shelf in the afternoon, so it doesn't come much better,
So especially for someone like me. Last question, the fruit and vegetables, say fruit, actually, the apples, they are local, aren't they? So I think I'm going to have to do something with apple with this pork. I think that would work.
We've got apples from Nether Hayford there, from local orchard there, which we keep a regular supply of. We've got about 13 different English eating apples on the shelf at the moment.
That's an amazing choice. I can see them over there. They look fantastic in those beautiful wicker baskets.
It's a fantastic time for apples. Obviously, the seasons on these apples are very short, probably looking at two.
It's paused itself, sorry. It's because my husband's right. It started again. Sorry, this recording device is all new to me. I get it wrong every now and again. I'm talking about apples again. Sorry. Back to apples.
Yes, 13 different varieties, and the seasonal window on these is very short. We're probably 2 weeks on some of these apples, so you have to kind of snatch the flavour while it's there and it's gone.
But can get apples in here all year round.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And some of the English apples do keep much longer. I mean, obviously, the cocks will keep right through into next year, but... Some of these older varieties have got a very short shelf life, but they're special for that, so that's good.
Right, well, I think we're going to do pork pork belly on the menu with something to do with apples, and I'm afraid the local sourced vegetables, we're going to just have to go regional sourced vegetables, I think. Adrian, thank you very, very much for showing me around.
All right, thank you.